from the base, two lines from the bottom. Toshma shayogo shechonso bebike. There was a shayogo that was shayvis in a bike. Bikifua bigmalim ba'ichvais ba'avitin b'shlifin b'kanim b'kulchais. They wanted to enable themselves to be metaltal in the bike, so they surrounded themselves with the materials they had with them, with the gmalim ba'ichvais, with the saddles. There's a beautiful picture on page 34, picture 222. And that's how they surrounded themselves. Avitim ka shetachas oikev ha-gomol. They used to put this underneath the saddle of the gomol. Kidem et ha-geminon beka ha-gomol by rochel ba-avita de gamle. Seems it was put there for the purpose that the oikev should not rub the gomol. Shlifin masuais. These were packages that they were carrying. Keilchais kalche yirokes. Metaltalim b'soicha, so it says in the Bereise, then one is permitted to be metaltal in the surrounded area. Ubilvad shalo yehei bein gomo le gomo kimloi gomo. That there should not be a space between one gomo and the other gomo kimloi gomo. Bein oikev la oikev kimloi oikev. Bein avid la avid kimloi avid. So al koponim, so this is a kashe. And Rav Pope, he says, Rav Pope says that Poritz Ka'imid is mutter. And here it says that it is also. And for the Gemara, Hochenamik Shenichnas V'yoytze. He means Meloi Gomel, not the space, the exact space that a Gomel would fit, but the space that one could slide in and out a Gomel. So in order to be able to do this, so the area in between the two Gmalim has to be a little bit more than a Gomel. So then, lemaise. So then, it is no good because then it is porutz meruba aloimet. Toshma. Now, this is a beraise that is a continuation of a mishneh in kloim. And the beraise says as follows: nimtzeis ato oimer. From the halachis we had learned in the mishneh, you will learn as follows. Shalosh midos b'mechitzes. There are three categories, three bazundra aloches in hilchis mechitzes by kloyim. Category number one. Kol shehu pochais mishloisha. If the mechitze is made out of something that is less than three tvochim, you're making a mechitze out of kanim. Is kol shehu pachis mishloisha, tzarech shelo yehei bein ze lo ze shloisha. So you have to make sure that between one of the kanim and the other of the kanim, there cannot be three tfachim. Kidei shelo yizdaker hagdi bebas roish. Because when there is three tfachim, then it is gdi im boikim boy. And then it is a posala mechitza. Let us see Rashi. Kol shehu pochais migimu. Kol geder. He osoi bekanim. You have a geder that is made out of kanim. Oimdim pochais miroichev gimu. He osoi bekanim oimdim. It's made out of kanim which are standing, and it is pochais miroichev gimu. Each of the kanim is less than the roichev of gimu. Tzorich shelo yehei bein ze lo ze. That's, we have here picture 223 or 224. So tzorich shelo yehei bein ze lo ze gimel. There should not be gimel tvochim between one of the kanim and the other one. Kedei shelo yizdaker hagdi bebas roich. That a gdi should not be able to go through kloima lehedye beloy iku. That a gedi should not be able to walk between one kan and the other kan. The kiras gedi mevatelo miteres lovot. That what a gedi could go through, it means if there's three tvachim and a gedi can go through, that is mevatelo miteres lovot. Vim ein bein ze lo ze gimel. But if there is less than gimel tvachim between one of the kanim and the other kanim, afilu porutz meruba loimet, even though in pirtzes you have a greater pirtze than oimet, kigoin. Kanim shall beis its boys. The reichav of the kanim are two its boys. The revach beis tvachim bein ze lo ze. So, in reality, you have here porutz meruba loimet. It's kosher. This is kosher. The whole revach poches megimel amrinen lovut. We say lovut v'kulay havi oimet. So, be'emesin, this first halacha is halacha that if tnai aleph, this is how the Ritva says it. There's pirtzes and there's oimed, and we don't have to measure the ratio between the porutz and the oimed. Everything is mutter. That's mida aleph. As long as the pirtze is less than gimel tvach. So that is the first mida. Is this, you don't have to cheshbin the size of the oimed and the relationship that the oimed has with the porutz. If the pirtze is poches megimel. Now there is one shverikite in the lashon of the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Tzorich shlo yehei bein ze lo ze shloisha. There should not be shloisha. Kedei shlo yizdaker hagdi bebasroish. There should not be shloisha. In order, if there'll be shloisha, then agdi could come through. Now, l'chayre kan shayel aben, why do you have to say that a gdi could come through? Say poshet. If there's shloisha, you don't say lovut. Why do you have to speak about gdiim over here? The din lovut is till shloisha tvachim. If there's shloisha tvachim, yogdi, nishgdi. Well, later we're going to have, we had before, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds the din lovut is poches midalit, but we had that ala karke is made that poches me gimel, that gimel is also, you don't say lovut because of bekiyas gdiyim. This is a nu chesaron. Gdiyim is a nu chesaron that seiser amechitze. But lechayre, why do you have to come onto this chesaron? There's bechlal no din of lovut. So that's lechayre ha'ore on the bereise. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, when Rashi explains this aloche, the dkiras gdi mevatelo mitoyres lovut. Now the lashon of Rashi is also very shver. That Rashi, it seems that bad as this aura, so Rashi says gdi, the bekiras gdiim is mevatel the din lovut. So vayis tois from Rashi that theoretically you should say lovut afilu by three tvachim. But since it's bekiras gdiim by three tvachim, that's why you don't say lovut. That's the ivrin Rashi. And by Emerson, I found the Ritva asks the Kasha. And the Ritva says, the time, the lo yamrine lovut begimel, haino mivnei, shul choshuv libkiyas gdi lehedye veloy ikuv, uskiras agdi mevateles oisoy miteres lovut. So it seems that not the way we always were under the impression that the din lovud is still gimel. And gimel, there's no, the lovud is halacha l'moshe misinai. It seems out the halacha l'moshe misinai, we should say lovud by gimel also. But this is a hechrech. We don't say lovud by gimel, we can't say lovud because there's bekiyas gdiyim. I saw the Magia on the Chidush HaMe'iri explains that in Emerson, this is the Machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, and we can have on Tazayin Amid Beis, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the Din Lovod is till Dalet for him. The Chachamim holds the Din Lovod is till Gimut for him. And the Gemara says, we had a Gemara before, and if you dial it on the base, we're going to have it later, that I feel according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lamailo, when there's no Gdiyim, then you say Lovut. Lamato, when there's Gdiyim, you don't say Lovut. So we see, I feel, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bekiyas Gediyim is Mevatel the Halacha of Lovot. But Rav Shimon Gamliel held that, so it's only Mevatel when there's Bekiyas Gediyim. So Lamaila, when there's no, where there is no Bekiyas Gediyim, you do say Lovot. The Chachamim hold that since Gimel is a shir of Bekiyas Gediyim, so that is Machia, that the whole din Lovot is only till Gimel. Doesn't depend on Mekaymas. That was Epis the Machlaikis. That was the Machlaikis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. If Bekiyas Gediyim is a Gilui, that you don't say Lovot anymore, or Bekiyas Gediyim is only a shter to the din Lovot when you have the Bekiyas Gediyim. In Lamaila, you don't have the Bekiyas Gediyim, so there's no shter of Lovot. About Koponim, Rashi seems to say like the Ritva. It's Meidik Mechudishtik, but the Ritva says that Bepem Moloi, that is the Yesod, that the reason there's no din Lovot by Gimel is because there's Bekiyas Gediyim. Yeah. That is the first midah. Kol shehu gimel. Now, Agavulcha, we are speaking about, we mentioned before, this is a tesefta that is going on a mishnah in Kloyim. So this is speaking about hilchis mechitzes, which pertain to hilchis Kloyim. The halacha is, if there's a mechitze that is mavdil, so then one can, then there's no din of kloim, there's no irvuvye, so one can plant one mina on one side and the other mina on the other side. So we're saying, when does it have a hilchis machitze? So the first mida was that it doesn't matter, as we mentioned before, the relationship between the poritz and the oimid, the poritz can be more than the oimid, as long as there's less than three tvachim between one oimid and the other oimid, so the whole area gets a teiras mechitze, and one can be zereya to minim one on each side. Now, second midah beis kol shehu gimel. What if the oimid is gimel tvachim? Umi gimel ad dalet, from gimel tvachim till dalet tvachim. That means either gimel tvachim or gimel and a quarter till dalet tvachim ad veloy ad bechlal. So now the halacha is tzorich sheloy yehei bein zeh lo zeh kimilui. There should not be between one kone. We have a kone that's gimel tvachim or more till dalet. There should not be between one kone and the other kone kimilui, like the sides of the kone. Kedei shelo yehei porutz kiyomet. There should not be the same amount of pirtza. Shouldn't shelo yehei bein zeh lo zeh kimilui. Because if there'll be bein zeh lo zeh kimilui, if there'll be a space in between like the yomet, so then there will be porutz kiyomet. And das taydach nish. Ve'im haya porutz meruba lo yomet. Now this lashon is very shver. Aces, we're just saying now that we should make sure it should not be porutz koimet. And then we say, vices porutz koimet is no good. Then we say, vimoya porutz meruba loimet, av keneged haimet also. So the we see that the lashon does not flow. The Gemara later will take care of this problem. But the second midah is, now the second midah already depends on the relationship between the pirtze and the oimid. The beginning of the Lashon will tab is eisgewissen that as long as there's a relationship of poritz ka oimid teignisht, and the end of the Lashon weist eis that you need a relationship of poritz meruba la oimid, that it shouldn't be good. But whatever the true diyak is, the second midah is that in this case, av kineged ha'oimed also. That means if a person will want to plant kloyim on each side of the oimed, that is also. The parutz is mevatel the oimed. That is midah number two. So this midah ready, we have to measure the relationship between the parutz and the oimed, that kedei the oimed gufa should have a teiras oimed. Case number three. This is midah gimel. Kol shehu dalet. If the oimid is דלת תפוחים. ומארבו עד עשר עמקס. And it could be from the same Allah applies דלת תפוחים till עשר עמקס. צריך. שלא יהי בין זה לזה כמילוי. There should not be a space in between these amudim, the size of the oimit. Shelo yehei poritz koimit. Here also shouldn't be poritz koimit. Vim hoya poritz koimit. So means in this case also, we also have to make sure there shouldn't be poritz koimit. Vim hoya poritz koimit. Kineget ha oimit muta. But the oimit has a teiris mechitze bim koimit. Now let's just give a preview of the maskonis ha-gemore, what the lomdus of this halacha is. The lomdus of this halacha is that since dalet tvachim is a chshivis, it's a mokim choshu, so it has a teiris mechitze. So bim koimai, the mokim ha-mechitze never becomes bottle, if it is dalet tvachim or more. The halacha will fluctuate legabi the pirts in between. If that mokim has a locha of sosim or not, that'll be told. If it'll be aimed merubal aporets, porets kaimed, porets merubal aimed. So the shaila will be on that mokim and the mokim aporets. But the mokim ha'aimed does not become bottle. Kineged ha'aimed muter, כנגד הפורץ עושה. ואם היה עומד מרוב על הפורץ, what is if you have עומד מרוב על הפורץ, which is not only speaking about midah number 3, it's speaking about midah number 2 also, אף כנגד הפורץ מותר. So then כנגד הפורץ is also מותר. Nivritza biyaisa mi esa. What if there is a pirtze more than 10 amis? So even though it is oimid meruba ala porutz, osa. Hoyu shom kanim hadukronim. If you had kanim, which were shaped with a spiky edge, and you banged in these kanim, ba'ayse lahem peya milamaylo, and you'll make a tzuras ha-pesach over them. This is picture 227. So if you make a tzuras ha-pesach over these kanim, afilu b'yayse mi'esa muta. And before we go further, let us see how Rashi explains the next two midos. So Rashi as follows. Umigimul v'ad dalet. Midah number 2. If you have something that is gimel tvachim till dalet tvachim, v'loy dalet bechlal. But we're not speaking about an oimed of dalet tvachim. Tzorich shelo yehei bein ze lo ze kimilui. V'chol kamo v'loy have kimilui. If it is not kimilui, av al gav dahavi revach shloisha. So this is a different midah than the first. The first we said that everything is good as long as there's less than shalish, shloisha tvachim. If there's shloisha tvachim, then it's no good. Because there we were speaking about an oimid of less than 3. So as long as you have shloisha tvachim, forget about it. In this case, we say that shloisha tvachim does not matter. As long as it's shalaye bein zela zekimilui, as long as you don't have the poritz koimit, kol kamed loy have kimilui, afal gav da havi revach shloisha, even though there's a revach shloisha, abak even da oimed rabba olav. Here we have a bigger oimed already. Lekel lemeime osi avire da hay gise da gisem avatalei bahavelu psochem. So then, if you have an oimed merube, and that is the last lashonis in the Braisa, so Oimed Merubah will help. So everything becomes kosher. Vahava lehu psochim. So these pirtzes become psochim. Vimhaya Porutz Meruba Loimit. Now this Lashon we had mentioned before is very unclear. He just said before there should not be Porutz Ka'imit. So we see cloth is Porutz Ka'imit, it won't be good. And then he says, Vim Porutz Meruba Loimit Lakame Metaritzla. Me Porutz Ka'imit Avalay Lemisni. It should have said in Porutz Ka'imit. Now why do you say Me Porutz Meruba Loimit? So later we'll take care of that. But if there is Poritz Ka'imet or Poritz Merubaimet, whatever the right Lashon is, so then Av Keneged Ha'oimet also Lizroya. So then opposite Ha'oimet, you're also not allowed to be Zoreya. The Loi Olim Oimet Bepoches Medalit, an Oimet that is less than Dalit Fochim, Lemishre Kenegdoi Heichi De Poritz Rabolov. There's more Poritz. Then Oimed Rashi Chaptonitz to their Loshen that Yid Poritz Merube. So Memele, the Oimed is not Bikoyach to be Matar Kenegdoi. That is if the Oimed is less than Dalet Tvochim. If the Oimed is Dalet Tvochim, Ba'ad Eser, the Oimed is from Dalet Tvochim till 10 Amis, Ba'eser Bechlal. So then again, we have, it's totally, that if it's Poritz Kemiluai, so then the Poritz is also, and the Oimed is, the Keneged Oimed is Mutter. That's the third Midah. The Esa Bechlal. Avu Yaisa Miyut. What if the Oimed is Yaisa Miyut? Kigoin. Oimed Yud Beis. Oitezvo. Laimotzi Lemisni Shir Pirtzos Ebemiluai. That means till Yud, we have guidelines that the Pirtze is relative. It depends on what the Oimed is. If the Pirtze is the size of the Oimed, so then the Oimed remains, you're not allowed to be Zerei Keneged the Pirtze. If the Pirtze is less than the Oimed, you're allowed to be Zerei Keneged the Pirtze also. So this Aloche, that the Pirtze is dependent on the Oimed, this Aloche is only if the Oimid is still Yud Amis. The minute the Oimid is more than Yud Amis, then Leimotzi Lemisni Shir Pirtzosei Bimilui. Then you can't say if the Pirtze is less than the Oimid, it will be good. Afilu Botzo Mimilui. Afilu the Pirtze will be less than the Oimid. Let's say you'll have an Oimid of Tezvav Amis, and you're gonna have a Pirtze of 14 Amis. Since the Ike Pirtze Yaisa Me'asore, since it's already a Pirtze Yaisa Me'asore, Mitzer Kuloi Kidetone Sefer. So then everything will become Osa, as long as you have, and that's the next halacha that it says in the Beraise, Nivritze B'Yaisa Me'asore, so even though the Oimed is merube on this Pirtze, it is also Osa. So that's why the Beraisa said, when does it depend on the relationship between the Pirtze and the Oimed? That's till 10 Amis. Then it's totally in the relationship. The minute the Oimed is more than 10 Amis, so then the Pirtze is not the size of the Pirtze does not become Niskasha if it is less than the Oimed. Because then there's a new din, that a Pirtze of more than Eser is also. But we have to be Medayik, the Loshen of Rashi. Rashi says over here, a Yesoi, which came out all the Rishonim Achilik and Rashi, besides also the Piskei Arit says like Rashi. Rashi says, Mitzer Kuloi, if you'll have a Pirtze more than 10 Amis, so everything becomes Osir, and then you cannot be Zeireya Afilu Keneged the Oimid. Now let's look in the Taisvus Yeshanim. Velinire, the Taisvus right next to this Rashi, Deloy Mitzer Elo Keneged a Pirtze. That if you have a Pirtze which is more than Yud Amis, so all the time, if you have Oimed Merube, so the Pirtze gets a Shem Pesach. If the Pirtze is more than Yud Amis, so it doesn't get a Shem Pesach. So what will be also? Vleinirid leimitza ela keneged apirtze. So keneged, so that gets a shame pirtze. The shame does not change because of the oimid. Kiven aba kiv aba only keneged apirtze will be also. Kiven daba oimid chashuv. Since the oimid is chashuv, kemay be parutz merube. Kemay just like by parutz merube. This third aloche. If the mechitze is from Dalet Tvachim to Yudamis, and afilo there'll be porots merube, the loy mitzah keneged oimed, it's not mitzah keneged oimed, so you see that if you have a mechitze cheshuvim, the pirtze does not aser, the oimed, since oimed is a shir choshuv. So memele, so the Taisa Shishonim says, what is the difference if you have a pirtze Yevaporotz meruba al oimid, that it is not mevatel the oimid, keneged oimid. So who adin, if yevapirtze yes or miyud, it's also not mevatel the oimid. Behed yitnan bemeseches kloim, geder shenifrat ad yud amo, arei hu kepesach. Yes or mikan steiten de mishne, Keneged apirtze also. So it says keneged apirtze also. But why says keneged together is mutter. Enough in the Mishnah, not like Rashi. Rashi in our Mishnah also showed his true colors, what he holds. Rashi in the Mishnah says, we had in the Mishnah also this halacha. Kol pirtze shehike eser amais. The Mishnah antes vobo medbeis muteres. Nisha pesach. Yeser mikan also. Yesa mikan asure, pirtze achas, Rashi says in the Mishnah, oiseres kol hehekev, afilu kulay oimid. That one pirtze asas the whole hekev, kede meforish bebraise lekamon. So which is that? That is our beraise. We don't, this is only beraise we have further. So the beraise is speaking about kloyim, and Rashi holds that by kloyim, if you have a pirtz of yesami eser, it is mevatel the oimet. Now, let me just be magdim what the Rishonim hold and what Rashi was mechadish. The Rishonim hold, there's a meiridike chilek between Shabbos and Kloyim. By Kloyim, the iker is that there shouldn't be an irvul. There shouldn't be, if you're planting on one mean on one side and another mean on the other side, you need a teres mechitza to be mamdal. It shouldn't be an irvu. It should not be considered that they're growing together. So if it has a teres mechitza bim kaimoy, it's dalet tvachim or more, which has achshibis, so in this mokim there's no irvu, like we have here in picture 226, that there's no irvu where the mechitza is. So memele, so, and the mechitza doesn't become bottle. The mechitza has a chshivis. So, memele, in that mokim, there's no irvul. You have poritz merube, or you have a pirtze, yeser meyeser. So, the mokim a pirtze, it doesn't get a teiras mechitza over there, because it's either poritz merube, or it's yeser meyeser. So, there's no mechitza over there. So, in that mokim, there'll be an irvul. So then you're not allowed to plant. But keneged the mechitza, you'll be allowed to plant. Because this fault no ilbo. So you're done on the mokim ha-mechitza b'fnei atzmai. That is only legabi kloy. Legabi arishus ha-yochid, there's a different halacha. Legabi arishus ha-yochid, you need that the mokim, the whole mokim should be enclosed. It should be surrounded l'tashmishe hayochid. So if you have a pirtze yeser meyeser, one pirtze yeser meyeser, which does not get a teiras pesach, so that shaves a pirtze in the whole hekif. That means the hekif is not serving its purpose because it's poritz. So v'zgeimon, it's only poritz in one place, but the shame reshus hayochid sheboy becomes nifka. That is what all Rishonim hold. So they hold there's a tremendous chilek between Shabbos and Kloyim. Kloyim yedan on the mokim azriye, So if there's no ilvuv from a meila, so you're permitted to plant. Mashen kein, Shabbos is totally that this whole area should be muchen l'tashmishi ha'yochid. If there's a pirtz in it, so it lost its tashmish. It's not roi l'tashmishi ha'yochid. It's poritz l'shus harab. Rashi learns nitazoi. Rashi learns that a pirtze yeser mi eser is bekoyach to be mevatel an oimet. Even though poritz merube is not bekoyach to be mevatel an oimet, but a pirtze yeser mi eser is bekoyach. It could be just a bissel to the heren, the Tosfos Yeshanim asked this on Rashi. What is a pirtze yeser mi eser worse than poritz merube? Could be poritz merube is, even though in this case it has a teures pirtze, but this pirtze be'etzem could always become a Pesach. Because if you make an oimed merube now, so it'll become a Pesach. So this pirtze, now it is serving as a pirtze, but it is bekoich to become a Pesach also. So such a pirtze is not bekoich to be mevatel an oimed. Masha enkein a pirtze yeser mi eser, which is always a pirtze, so this pirtze is bekoyach afilo to be mevatel the oimet. Al kaponim, that is the machloikis Rashi and the other Rishayim. Zot Rashi weiter, keneged ha oimet mutter, keneged ha oimet it is mutter, hoyel vehekif choshevu. This area that is surrounding the tvuah is choshev. It has a sheer choshev. For who adin im hoya poritz merube, even though the Baraisa said this halacha by poritz ka'oimit, who adin by poritz merube, ulekamon metaritz lo, why chapton this losht. Harei kan sholesh midos. Now Rashi is going to summarize the three halachas that we have in the Baraisa. The first halach is the kanem p'chusim igimul. The kanem p'chusim igimul. So on this, like abdin and amiluay, there it doesn't depend what the size of the kanem is. Kiven the miluay loy havi pirtze shloisha. Loy havi pirtze shloisha. Vafilu ayoisa. You see, that doesn't have to be like miluay. Kiven de milui lai havi pilza shloisha. That means it doesn't have to be the same size. Or we're not makbid if the pilza is the same size of the milui. Because even though it's the same size, it's not shloisha. Because the kanem is less than shloisha. And we're not makbid vafila yaisa mi milui lai kabdinen. It doesn't matter even though if the pilza is more than the oimit. Adi ike pilza shloisha. So that's the first case, that the oimid is less than gimel tvachim, so we don't measure, that means we don't have to cheshbon the relationship between the pirtze and the oimid, if it's similar to the oimid, if it's more than the oimid. As long as the pirtze is not gimel tvachim, it is kosher. Ubemidishniye, the second case, now we're speaking about that the pirtze is more than gimel tvachim. Is kabdin and amilui. Then we have to see the relationship between the pirtze to the oimet. Do iko shir pirtze. Now we have already a shir pirtze lamevi kori avir. This we can, more than three tvachim. From three tvachim amav, this we call avir. Va'osi avir amirube mevatlo oimet. This can be mevatlo oimet. Afilu keneg doyene mater. If the oimet is less than dalet tvachim. Ubemido shlishes, the third case. The ika oimed choshu, you have an oimed choshu. The oimed is dalet fochim till ten amis. Le mevatel olegamri. So the pirtze cannot be mevatel umater mio kenegda. So the oimed is mater kenegda. It said further in the beraise, vim hoya oimed merube akulakoi. And all the cases, the second case also. Vafilu a oimid mi gimel vaadalit. The oimid that even though it's not an oimid choshuv, it's gimel tvachim till dalit tvachim. Doktoni bonami tzorir shalayehei bein zelo zeke miluay. They shouldn't be kimiloi. Ha batzami miloi. If the space is less than the aymed, shari. So you see, aymed meruba ala poritz helps, even though the aymed is less than dalet vachim. Nivritza biyaiser miyud asa. Bafilu kulay aymed. Afilu the whole thing is aymed. So apirza yeser mi eser will asa. Hayu sham kanim adukronim, mishupim kedeker nuutzim baoritz, baosalam peye klua milamaila mizelize, that is, we said picture 227, afilu miyaisa miyasa ramis mutter, the tsuras apesach mani bekloim afli yaisa miyasa. Now, we're going to go back to explain the barais and see how the barais stims with rapope, Waltz Poritz Kaimed is Mutter, now it stems with the Avuna Bereid Rav Yishud, Waltz Poritz Kaimed is Asa. So now we're going to go back. Tony Mia. Reisha. Let's go back to the Reisha. The Reisha is the second case. Mi Gimel Va'ad Dalet. We learned if the Oimed is Gimel Tvachim Tal Dalet Tvachim, Tzorich Shelo Yehei Bein Zeh Lo Zeh Kemilui. That the space in between should not be the size of the Oimed. Kidei, shalo yehei, poritz kaimed. So these words are a shlek, according to Rav Popper. It says you have to make sure that the pirtze should not be like the oimed, shalo yehei, poritz kaimed. According to Rav Popper, poritz kaimed is good. So let's see the Gemara in the Veini. So the Gemara says, k'tani mi yisrei, shemi gimel vadalet, bovach le bein zel ezeh kemilui. To yufte, the Rav Popper, Rav Popper is upgefragt. Omer lecho, Rav Popper, my miluai. No, you're not saying the Mishnah right. Shelo yehei bein zeh lo zeh. There should not be. We have the oimid, let's say, is three tvachim. So the, you have a whole bunch of oimidim which are three tvachim. Why? Shelo yehei, there should not be bein zeh from this oimid to this tvachim, to this oimid. Ki miluai, you shouldn't have an area that you could take the miluai and put it nichnas v'yaitzedik. That means you shouldn't have a space that you could slip the oimid in and out in that space. So in other words, the v'raise means there should not be poritz meruba loimid. My miluai nichnas v'yaitzedik. Now let us see Rashi. My miluai nichnas v'yoytze. V'hochi mashme b'raise. This is what the b'raise is telling us. Kol shohu gimel. If the oimed is gimel tvochem. Umi gimel va'ad dalet. It's from gimel tvochem till dalet tvochem, not dalet tvochem. Tzorich. Then it is necessary shelo yehei bein zeh lo zeh miluai, the size of the oimed, nichnas v'yoytze. That it is also to have an oimid which is nichnas v'yoytze. Shelo yehei, this is the lashon of the baraisa. The baraisa continues. Shelo yehei porutz kaimid. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Shelo yehei porutz ki oimid b'nichnas v'yoytze. You shouldn't have the porutz should be as big as the oimid that would be able to be nichnas v'yoytze. You know why? The havalei porutz merube. Because if you have the porutz is as large as an area that enables the oimet to be nichnas v'yaitze, so it's going to become porutz merube. So then the beraisa continues in hoye porutz merube ala oimet av keneged oimet. Also hoye v'hukiv v'dovo shein echoshev shein v'yroichev dalet. Avtuv Yehama was mevaya that the Emerson, the Baraisa, is telling me a Meiridike Chiddush. And we're speaking about that if you have the Pirtze is the size of the Oimid, but it can be Nichnas V'yaitze. So Memele, so it is no good, because in reality it's Poritz Meruba Al Oimid. So what is the Chiddush of the Baraisa? The Baraisa is telling us the porutz is like the oimet, means nichnas v'yoytze. Oymed. So Hareize Porutz Kaimed is this Porutz is Nicholas Vyitse like the Oymed. So Mamela, so it's Oymed Murubala, it's Porutz Murubala Oymed. So he wanted to say that the Baraisa wants to tell us a Chiddush. That means according to Rav Pope, Porutz Kaimed is Mutta. That's a kosher mechitz. Everything is mutter. Porutz meruba lo imed is osa. So now one might think, how do you measure porutz meruba lo imed? Do you measure porutz meruba lo imed with a ruler that has a hundredth of an inch also, or do you measure porutz meruba lo imed that it looks like to naked eye you can see it's porutz meruba lo imed? So the Baraisa is telling, we have to understand, if you have an area that it's now nichnas v'yotze. That means it's a mashahu more, like this, if it's mamish, the same size, the poets is the same size like the yoimid, it's not nichnas v'yotze. Amsab amsab v'yosef. If you make it a mashahu more, that it can now go in and out, so it nirelei naim, it doesn't, you can't see that this is poets meruba loimid. Speaking about a Hilchas Mechitzas, we're not speaking about a Hefsik and a Ois and a Sefer Torah. We're speaking about Hilchas Mechitzas, so did Zichar be a Mokim to think that since it looks Porutz Ke'oimed, it should never Torah's Pirtzah. So that is what the Barais is Mechadish. The Barais is Mechadish that Porutz Meruba Lo'oimed is not telling what it looks like, it's telling what it really is. So that is Pshat and the Barais. So let us just look again 1 second in the Lashon of this is the Midashniyeh, and we'll see how the Barais flows now according to Rav Popper. Umi Gimel Adalit, if the Oymed is Gimel Tvachim till Dalit Tvachim, Tzorich you need, Sheloi Yehei Bein Zeloze, there should not be between one Oymed and the second Oymed, Kimiluoi, the same size of the oimid binichnas v'yaitze. It should not be the size of the milui that should be able to be nichnas v'yaitze. Kedei shelo yehei porutz, the porutz should not be ka'oimid nichnas v'yaitze. And now v'himoye porutz meruba lo oimid avkeneged oimid also. So it's very good. Now, the first that Tana wanted to tell you this yesod, that even though if the porutz is minutely larger than the oimid, that's also called porutz meruba lo oimid. That was the first shura. Now, after he got that clear to us, so now he says, vim ho yo porutz meruba lo oimid, av keneged oimid also. So let us go back to the Gemara. Let us see then the Lashon of Gemara. Tiv to the Rav Pope, omo lecho Rav Pope, mai milui nichnes v'yotze. So the Gemara, hachinami mistavre, you know, now that you're telling us this pshat in the Baraisa, so now the Baraisa flows better. Midiktoni imhoya porutz meruba loimid, because the Baraisa continues, this porutz meruba loimid, af keneged oimid also. Ha ke oimid, aber weiss is if it's porutz ke oimid mutter. Shmamino. So memelo fakert, so now it's a raya to rapop. So the Gemara accepted this teretz, with open arms. So if I can't blame it, have it yufte, the Rav Huna, berei the Rav Yeshua. Now, the way you're saying now, and in the Loshna Baraisa attack is mashma like that, because the Baraisa feels ois, that Poretz Meruba lo oimid is also, so weist ois, that Poretz Koimid is mutter. So blame it, have it yufte, the Rav Huna, the berei the Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna, berei the Rav Yeshua said as follows, Om Aloch, ולתיימך אימא סייפה. אם היה עומד מרובה על הפות. If it was עומד מרובה על הפות. What does it say in the סייפה? אם היה עומד מרובה על הפות, so then, אף כנגד הפות, it's mutter. Then it's mutter. So the Baraisa says, when is it mutter? If you have עומד מרובה על הפות. Hoke פות, also. So the Sefer weiss the Chois claw that the only time it is mutter in the second case and the third case is not Koimed Merube. Aber Oimed Kiporitz is also. So the Gemara, I bezei is doch bitter, Sefer kashe la Rav Pope, Reishe kashe la Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshu. So the Gemara, Sefer la Rav Pope, loy kashe. Aidi the tone reishe porutz meruba al ha'oimed, when he said that when is it no good when you have parots meruba loimed, so ton is safe. So you see klal that it's no good only parots meruba loimed. So you know that loch klal only parots meruba loimed is no good. It's ton is safe when it is good loimed meruba la parots. But not to be medayf if avka loimed meruba la parots is good, because we said already in the reisha that parots meruba loimed is no good. So we know parots meruba loimed is no good. So we know that the parots loimed is good. And that what he chaps on in the sefer, loimed meruba la parots, is not to tell me aloche davka in this case. No, it's alamdus of aidi. It said the extreme this way. So it says the extreme when it's no good. It said the extreme. So when it is good, it also said an extreme of loimed meruba la parots. But the diuk you make from the reish. That parts meruba loimed is no good, and as long as it's not parts meruba loimed, it will be good. Reisha la rabhuna bereid rab Yeshua loy kashe. Aidi de boy le misne seifa oimed meruba la parots is good, and the seifa is take the telling me the halach, it is only good if it's oimed meruba la parots. Tone reisha, some emele, so I know already that parts koimed is no good. Toneration, parts meruba loimed is no good. But not to be medaik that parts koimed is good. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Aidi de toneration, parts meruba loimed osa. Since the reisha said parts meruba loimed is osa, the loisagi de loiktonilo, the reisha had to say, legiluye, to be megala amiluye. This is the lashon of Rapop. The lav mitzumtzum koma. Fakir, this ends up the second bove in the reisha. That wants to tell us that kimiluye does not mean kimiluye, means kenir nichnas v'yaitze. The kapeife oimed meruba lapore, that it is good. Afagav d'loy itztachle. You don't have to tell me that oimed meruba lapore is good. The migufa shamet, you know, because before we heard that a filaparot skaimet is good, a filayeshaimet kiparot shari. Midetan eleish leyeparot kaimet, obetarzinen lo benichnas veyaitse, obetzimtzim shari. We learned and before that only parot merube is no good, but parot skaimet is good, vacholskaimet brubala parot. El mishem reishet ton esayf. The whole reason the Sefer was learned was Shamazai Tefirites. He wants Tefirites. He said when it's no good, so he wants Tefirites when it is good. Ababalai Mishim Lemedik Mino Hoke Porat Sosa Dafke, in this case it's good. From the Reisha, you know, the Emes Adik. Reisha Le Rabhune Eloi Kashe, Aidi De Boy Le Misni Sefer. Oimed meruba la poretz muta bloisagi de loiktonilo. Here the Barais is telling us the truk in aloch. That when is it muta oimed meruba la poretz? The kamash malon hake poretz osa. Taninami reisha poretz meruba la oimed afagam le yitzterich. This is to tell me that poretz meruba is osa. Filaka oimed nami osa. But there's a lumdis of Aidi. Al koponim, so each a moire fa'em for the Barais, according to his sheet. Zogt die Gemara weit. Bish leime le Rav Pope. Mishum hochi loi oriv lohu vetoni lohu. Now, let us see Rashi. Bish leime le Rav Pope. Da oma hoke poretz osa. Bish leime le Rav Pope. Da oma poretz kaimed muta. Parat skaimed muta. A papa says parat skaimed is muta. Mishem hochi loy oriv gimel bahade poches mi gimel. Now, we hear there the two cases, the reisha and the mitziyasa, the middle case. The reisha says, we hear here the oimed is less than three. That's the first case. So the reisha said, as long as the parat is three, forget about it. It's no good. So the Reisha said, when the Oimed is less than three and the Poretz is three, it's no good. The second case is, when the Oimed is three, or more than three, till four, so Memele, so then it depends. Depends if it's Kemilui, if it's not Kemilui. Then, so the new halachas started by three Tvachim. That means till three, that from three Tvachim starts a new Seder. You look Kemiluay. So now, according to Rav Pope, is Gewaldik. Because according to Rav Pope, what would be, if you'll have three, the Oymed is three, and the Poretz will be three. So that could be good. So you can't put the halacha of three together with the first case. In the first case we said, as long as the Poretz is three, it's not good. You can't put three with the first case, because if the Poretz is three, it is good. It's Poretz Koyim, but it's good. So Memela, so we said, when we're speaking about three plus, three and over, till four Tvachim, we've said there's different guidelines. It's totally, it's Kimeloi, not Kimeloi. Whatever, Kimeloi means Niknas V'yoyts. So here we're giving different guidelines. So three has a different halacha than Poches Migin. But according to Avuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, if it is three Tvachim, and the Poretz will be three, so it's also no good. So the Gemara is going to ask, so we should have put three into the first case. That means it should have said like this. If the Oymed is Poches Migin, or if the Oymed is Gimel, so as long as the Poretz is Gimel, forget about it. If the Oymed is more than Gimel, so then he can't give you numbers already, so three would be good. Then it matters. Then you have to start measuring if it's Gimeloi, if it's not Gimeloi. So Memele, so that is the Gemara's Kash. According to Rav Pope, three has to be put in a different category, because three does not belong in the first category, because if there'd be the first category, Poretz Gimel is no good, and if by an Oymed three, Poretz Gimel will be good. But according to Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Yeshua, three should have been put in the first category. The first category says bluntly, if there's three, it's no good. And this halacha applies side to Poretz Gimel, and side to Gimel Mamish. That is the Gemara's Kash. So let us see Rashi. Bishloim elarav pope dama poretz koimed muta mishem hachi loy ariv gimel bahadid poches migimel. That's why the Beraisa did not put together, if there's an oimed gimel together, if there's an oimed poches migimel. Ule misni, kol shuhu poches migimel. To say as follows. Kol shuhu poches migimel. Or vigimel. It's Gimel. Tzor shlei hei bein zela ze Gimel. Tulei motzi lameima tzor shlei bein zela ze Gimel. You can't say such a thing. The kivin da oimid Gimel, if there's an oimid Gimel loit rapope, la ich bisloni poretz nami Gimel, so let the poretz also be Gimel. Da poretz ka oimid muta. Um mishim hachi. So therefore, since if the oimid is Gimel, there's a different halacha than when the oimid is poretz Gimel, Shimhochi Avsiko Lasnaya Gabi Poches Midalit. So Memela, so this is now a different guideline. This is this is similar to all the Amudim till Poches Midal. The Misne by Kimilui. If it's Kimilui, do I have a mashme, Benichnes Vyoitse? And then if it's Nichnes Vyoitse, so then it's no good. If less than that, it is good. So that's why Gimel, an Oymed Gimel, belongs in a new category. Elele Rav Huna, the Omar Poretz Ka'oymed Osa, Rav Huna that holds Poretz Ka'oymed is Osa, Afilu Kineged Ha'oymed. The Oymed is also Osa if it's less than Dalet Tvachim. So the Arev, so the Gemara, so put it together, Gimel, Bahadi Poches Me Gimel. The listening, and it should have said, if the Oymed is Gimel, that is the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. So let us see in a venik in the Gemara. Ela Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Le Ravinu Velisninu. Koshu Pochais Mishloisha. If the Oymed is Pochais Mishloisha. U Shloisha or it is Shloisha Tvachim. Tzarech Shloi Yehei Benzela Zeshloisha. That's the kash. Enfert, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, no, he couldn't put it together. Even though halachically he could put it together, but since in Lomdis it doesn't belong together, that's why he didn't put it together. Mishum deloy domi psula dereshe li psula de seife. In Lomdis, there's different reasons why they're possible. Psula de Reisha, the reason why the Reisha is possible of this Gimel, Kadeshli is Daka Gdibe Basachas. The reason why the Reisha is possible of this Gimel, because there's no love. That's why it's possible. So the Psula is there because you don't have love. Psula de Seife, not the Chesorin is because you don't have love. There the Chesorin is, Leye Poritz Kaimit. That it shouldn't be Poritz Koimet. In the Sefer, he's telling us the Psul in the Sefer from Gimel to Poches Midalit. Let's talk about Poches Midalit 1 minute. Poches Midalit. If there'll be Gimel, it'll be Mutter, because it'll be Oimet Merubala Poritz. So, in the Sefer, the Mitzioso, there's no chesorin that it's not loved. That's not a problem over here. Me Gimel Vadal, there's no chesorin of not loving. The chesorin is a different chesorin. The chesorin is because the relationship is no good. Because it's Poritz Koimet. So Memele, so in Lomdis, there's a different Sibir. The Reisha, the Sibir is because there's no love. The Sefer, the Sibir is because the relationship is no good. Zogt Rashi, Mishim Deloy Domi Psula de Poches Megimel, Le Psula de Gimel. The Psula de Poches Megimel, Le Havi Motzi Le Mitli, Be Poretz Meruba La Oimet, The Chol Kame Deloy Havi. He can't say that it's Posel Alts Poretz Meruba, because Poretz Meruba is also good. The Chol Kame Deloy Havi Poretz Gimel, Afol Gav Da Oimet Tefach Poretz Tvachayim Kosher. There, the reason it's not good, the reason is not Poritz Meruba. Poritz Meruba is also good when you can say love it. Mechimota Poritz Lishloi Shashminim, the Bachi Mikri Poritz Mishum Yizdak Egdi. So that means that in Emerson I have love that is a Tikkun HaKlali. Poritz Meruba is also good, as long as I have love it. So there, the reason why is it no good, because I can't say love it. So there he has to, that's all one category. It is not good because I can't say love it. That is the only thing. If I could say love it, Pesach would also be good. So the chesed is I can't say love. Psula de seife heichedoy mit gimel. Lai mipsul mishum diko gdi. There it's not possible because I can't say love. V'horayi diyavi oimed merube. Avi cheshina legdi. If it's oimed merube, so I feel like di goes through, it's also no stir. Ela mishum maim ifsul beporetz gimel mishum da beporetz koimet. So the reason of the psul is not because a gdi can go through. The reason of the psul is because the relationship with the oimet is not satisfactory. V'tane lagmuri midos the mechitze kosi. The Tana wants to tell us the midos of the mechitze. Mechimotzi lechidushi taimer lemitlai bepsul achine tanya sefaker that we can be mechadish. That means if you want to tell me the truk in halacha, so you're right. So you could have said poches me gimel gimel is posel if the pirtz is gimel. But he doesn't want to tell us the truk in halacha. He wants to tell you the lomdus and the mahalchim and the hilchis mechitzes. So memele, so therefore gimel is posel if there's a pirtz gimel, so the chesaron is not because there's no, because gdi im boikim boik is not a chesaron. The Imbaikva is only I can't say love it, but here if I could get away without love it, it'd also be good. Here the chesaron is because in the relationship it's Poritz Koimet, and Poritz Koimet is also like Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua. Poches Mishloisha. Moni Rabon. When we learn this Gemara, we have to understand the Gemara, the Havamin of the Gemara, and the Gemara is Mechadish Nitazai. We had a halacha, three cases. The first case is the Oimed is Poches Megimel. The second case is the Oimed is Megimel Va'ad Dalet Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. In the third case is it's Dalet Tol Yudamas. In the third case, we had a halacha that since the mechitza has a cheshivitz, it's talit tfochim, so even though there's poritz merube, or poritz koimid, which has a lach of poritz merube, like Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, the oimid does not become bottle, since the oimid has a shiur chashivus. The Gemara, we have a machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, till when do we say lovud? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you say lovud till dalet fochim. Dalet fochim, you don't say lovud anymore. The Chachamim hold, you say lovud till shloishet fochim. Shloishet fochim, you don't say lovud anymore. The Gemara and the Havamina held, in order to understand the kasha of the Gemara and the Havamina held as follows. Till Gimel Tvachim, you can say Lovud. You can say it's attached, it's awesome, you can say whatever you want. Gimel Tvachim, since there's a shear of Avir Choshev, this is a Choshev amount of Avir. Takat, you see how Choshev it is, a Gdi can go through. So this is a Choshev amount of Avir. So therefore, this Choshev amount of Avir is so that you can't say Lovud. Because you have now a Choshev amount of Avir. So Gimel Tvachim is a Choshev amount of Avir. That's why you don't say Lovud. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dalet Tvachim is a Choshev amount of Avir. That's why you don't say Lovud by Dalet Tvachim. Now the Gemara and the Havamina held that the Shir Shivis that applies by Avir applies by Mechitzis also. That means if you hold Gimel Tvachim of Avir is Choshev, then you have to hold Gimel Tvachim of Mechitzis is Choshev. If you hold Dalet Tvachim of Aver is Choshev, and that way don't say Lovud, then Dalet Tvachim of Mechitze is Choshev. So Memele, the Gemara is going to have a problem. The middle Bovi, it had said that if the Mechitze is from Gimel Tvachim ad Dalet Tvachim, the Porot is Mevatel the Mechitze, because it doesn't have a Chshivis. If it's Dalet Tvachim and more, then the Porot is not Mevatel the Mechitze. So we see the chshivis of the mechitze, when does it become choshev? When it's dalet tvachim. So the Gemara held, this does not shtim with the chachamim. According to the chachamim, gimel tvachim would be sufficient that it should have a teiras chshivis and it should not become bot. That is the Gemara's kasha. Pachas mishloishe, Money Rabbononi. The Tosfos Ben Peretz is very gishmak. This is going on the first bove. It says the first bove, Kol Shu Pachas Mishloishe, Tzarche Ben Zelo Zeh Shloishe. It's that, but less than Shloishe, you say Lovut. Shloishe don't say Lovut. Pachas Mishloishe Money Rabboni. The Omer Pachas Mishloishe Mrinin Lovut. Shloishe Loyem Rinin Lovut. That's what it says in the Reisha. Ein Meseife, Kol Shehu Shloisha, Umi Shloisha Vad Arbo. So here it says that Shloisha is not Choshu. Also on the Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel. So that is really going according to Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Poches Megimel Moni Rabbonani, Midakam Mavlik, Ben Poches Megimel Gimel, the Reisha. That's maflik ben poches me gimel le gimel. Poches me gimel you say love, gimel you don't say love. It's shmami le rabbonani. The maflik nami ben poches me gimel le gimel. Eimo seifa, kol shehu gimel, u me gimel vaadalet, midiko maflik, ben poches me dalet le dalet. The seifa says, dalet is mokim choshem, the koma poches me dalet in poches yeser, all love, afkenegadoy medosa. The Dalit Gufik Tani Seife the Matik Yenegne. Rava gav the Porot Shoyserol. Shma Mino Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. So why states this is going according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel? Osan Kerat Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Klima Ad Dalit V'loy Dalit Bechlal. Tatane Bova Achite. That is the next Bova. Kol Shohu Dalit. Umi dalet ad yudamis, kol shu down, dalet ad yudamis, also shem gamliel, the kamaflik dami ben poches, umi dalet le dalet. So taik dachnet, the omar, poches mi arbo, lobot, the ira bonon, bishloisha, ba'ad arbo, why is there a halacha, that from shloisha ad arbo, there's a difference, that shloisha, the oimid is bottle. And by abo, it's not bottle. Shloisha v'arbo chado, shloisha v'arbo chado. So, trashi ochi garsinen. The ir abona, migimu v'adal, gimu v'adal chado. Migimu v'adal bitmi, heichi maflik dalet migimu. What is the difference from dal begimu? The toni adli ad v'chlal. The toni seif a kosho dal. Hola rabonon, gimu v'dalet chado. Gimu v'dalet is one.